Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. It's a wonderful place to be in where the sacrifice we have to give is just of thanksgiving. It's funny because there's a lot of places in there. I think it's like, be anxious for not one thing. You're not to be anxious, but in all things by prayers to God. That's a specific word, prayers to God, and prayers of personal need. Let your specific request be declared unto God, and that will completely protect you, but it's with thanksgiving. That's what's so important. You pray and you pray personal need with thanksgiving. Let your specific request be declared unto God. Thank God. He's a great God. I was reading this morning in 1 Peter. I'm going to kind of jump around here, but it's just nice to know that we are all children. We're sons of God. And if you forget it sometimes, based on maybe your situation, based on maybe your financial situation, maybe it has to do with your family, whatever it is, you gotta understand you're a son of God. You're in a great place. And once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that can't be taken away from you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, and that's that active compassion, that abundant active compassion, hath begotten us or sired us or born us again into a lively hope, or the hope of living again by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The significance of Christ was that when he was raised from the dead, he was raised spirit. He is a new, he's the second Adam. He's the first spiritual being, human being. It's not, I don't even know if he's considered human. It's whatever we're going to be. And that's what's so wonderful. There are people that were raised from the dead before Christ Jesus. But they were not raised a new spiritual being, a new spiritual creation. And that's what we are. We are sons of God. That's the significance. And that significance is to the hope of living again. When everything goes away, when all this place burns down, we have a kingdom in the heavens. And that's why you're to look up into the heavens and think about those things. It's born incorruptible. It can't be corrupted. Moth can't eat it. It can't be, you know, dissolved. It's forever. Verse 5, verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept or guarded by the inherent power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You are not guarded, you are not kept by your acts, by your works. You are kept and you are guarded by God through faith, believing what you hear, specifically what you hear. This is God's word, God's spoken word as connected to his inner thoughts. His inner thoughts towards us, his inner thoughts towards the way of life we are to perceive. It's all in here and it's all through faith. If your life is all set through the prism of the five senses, you're going to go crazy. You're going to go through anxiety. Your thoughts are going to be anxious ridden. It's all going to be anxious because if you look, you know, we could go to war. You could lose your house. You could lose your job. You could lose your family. Someone could pass away. All these things can happen in an instant, and like instantly. But when you look at God and when you recognize you're a son of God, and those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ, they're sons too. They're not going anywhere. I know I'm going to see my family in heaven, all of them, including my nephews and my niece, all of them. I'm not worried about that. I can't be worried about that. And every time that some negative thought comes in, I have to renovate and renew my mind to what the word says. You got to stay focused on what matters. It'll keep the anxious thoughts away from your life. Verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, in order that the trial of your faith, your tested faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. It's all about your faith. It's all about believing specifically in what you hear. If you jump over to chapter 2, I want to go through this quickly. Whereas laying aside all, it talks about the way we are to walk, but I want to go through this. As newborn babes, when you start to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. You're not going to grow through, I mean, there's 1,000 different ways that we can grow as humans. But to grow spiritually, to grow as newborn babes, what do you have to desire? To feed a child, you don't feed them with meat. You feed them with milk as they grow. They get to meat. As babes, we are to desire the sincere milk of the word, this spoken word, that ye may grow thereby. If ye have tasted the Lord, that the Lord is gracious, that if so be is not in there. It's if ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's the word you got to go to. It's the word you got to put in your mind. It's the word you have to, it helps you renew and renovate your thoughts to spiritual thoughts. We are to live out from this world. Seek ye the kingdom of God, and these things shall be added unto you. Does he not take care of the plants? Does he not take care of the birds? He will take care of everything in your life. You got to seek God. But as you go through this and read the sincere word of the milk and understand that, like, you got to work in life. You got to renew your thoughts. You don't think negative. You don't think down on others. You don't judge others, because of the way you judge others, you judge yourself. The principles in here are just, they're foundational, and it's infinite. It's how you renew and renovate your thoughts to start thinking of the newness of life that you have right now. It's the word. You got to start filling your mind and heart with the word. That's it. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to who? You always pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Praying to Jesus Christ, it won't go anywhere. It's not biblical. If you read, you know that. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us and how you do it. I pray for today that it's a blessed day. I ask that you continually get my shoulder back to 100%. I thank you that it's nothing big, and I'm just very, very thankful for that. I pray for each and every moment today that you continually open up our eyes both towards the furniture business and this other business, Father. And I thank you again for the people that you have surrounded us with. I pray for Rob and again, that you just take care of him and bless him through whatever is going on with him. And I also ask for Terry that you just get him back to 100% and that you get this business rolling again so that we are busy in the stump shop. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life and for everything. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.